Good morning. Smoke screens are used in warfare to conceal or disguise the true objectives of armed forces. This camouflage device has been highly successful in many strategic encounters. The devil has often used spiritual smoke screens in his battle against the truth. Paul warns of the wiles of the devil and reminds us that we should not be ignorant of his devices, Ephesians 6 verse 11 and 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11. Peter affirmed, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we must soberly, diligently, and faithfully withstand Satan's diabolical schemes of spiritual diversion, 1 Peter 5, 8-9. We must never forget that the devil is the arch enemy of our souls. He must be resisted, James 4, verse 7, as he constantly strives to hinder and hide the truth. There are spiritual smoke screens used by the devil as he attempts to veil the gospel. Satan's number one smokescreen is telling you that you cannot understand the Bible. How convincing has been this argument? Just a few basic questions, however, to the honest seeker abolishes this deception. Did God make us? Does He love us? Did He give us the Bible? Does He want us to go to heaven? Surely these questions can only be answered in the affirmative. If Jehovah loves us and if He gave us the Bible, we can be assured that He would not give us a book to confuse and bewilder us. In fact, 1 Corinthians 14:33 plainly tells us that God is not the author of confusion. If we misunderstood the book of books, it certainly must be our own fault and not the Creator's. Would a loving Father base our eternal destiny upon hearing and obeying His Word, and then state that Word in a language that cannot be comprehended? Who can believe that? In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus said that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If the Bible cannot be understood, this verse becomes a hoax. However, we know the Scriptures are capable of being comprehended, because Timothy knew them from a child, 2 Timothy 3, 14-17. The apostles were guided into all truth, John 16, 13, and God's Word is truth, John 17, 17. And we can know the truth which produces freedom, John 8:32. In the book of Ephesians, we come face to face with the fact that only the unwise are incapable of understanding what they read in the holy text, Ephesians 3 verse 4 and Ephesians 5:17. In other words, men have to be willfully ignorant, 2 Peter 3 verse 5. To thrust the Word of God from themselves, Acts 13:46, and thus seek to establish their own righteousness, Romans 10, verse 3. But if a person desires to know the truth, John 7:17, and will make a diligent, studied effort, 2 Timothy 2:15, he can certainly understand the way of the Lord. It has always amazed me that critics of the Bible expect us to understand them when they tell us we cannot understand the Bible. Is man more capable of understanding his fellow man than in understanding his Creator? On the day of Pentecost, depicted in Acts 2, thousands comprehended and obeyed Peter's oral sermon, Acts 2:41. Surely we today can understand that same sermon written down. Yes, we can understand the Bible, the devil's spiritual smokescreen to the contrary notwithstanding. But Satan has another dodge. He inspires his preachers to say, but we cannot understand the Bible alike. This is not only false, it is a contradiction in terms because understanding always implies uniformity. If a classroom of 30 students hear a teacher describing the distance from Perth, Australia to Seattle, Washington as being 9,500 miles, everyone who comprehended the distance would see it just exactly alike, because a teacher only gave one answer. Should a student say, "Did I understand you to say 4,000 miles? The obvious reply would be, "No, you misunderstood, because that was not the answer." But everyone who understood would have the same answer. Understanding and uniformity go together. If you and I view a Bible teaching differently, at least one of us is wrong. But we cannot both be right, because the Bible is uniform. God is not the author of confusion. In 2 Peter 3:15 and 16, we do learn that some things in Scriptures are difficult to ascertain, but nothing is impossible of comprehension. Someone has well stated, The plain teaching of the Bible are for our enlightenment, and the difficult passages are for our spiritual exercise. How very true it is that the more we read the good book, the more we realize that we are on trial and not the Bible. Listen to this poem. It may shed a little ray of light upon the varied reaction of men exposed to the Bible. The poem is called Reading the Bible. It is one thing to read the Bible through, another thing to read, learn, and do. Some read it as their duty, once a week, but no instruction from the Bible seek. One reads to bring himself into repute, by showing others how he can dispute. While others read because their neighbors do, to see how long 'twill take to read it through. Some read it for the wonders that are there, how David killed a lion and a bear. While others read with uncommon care, hoping to find some contradiction there. One reads with his father's specs upon his head, and sees the things just as father said. Some read to prove a pre-adopted creed, hence understanding but little what they read. For every passage in the book they bend, to make it suit that all-important end. So many people in these latter days have read the Bible in so many ways, that few can tell which system is best, for every party contradicts the rest. But read it prayerfully, and you will see, although men contradict, God's word agree. For what the early Bible prophets wrote, we find that Christ and the apostles quote. So trust no creed that trembles to recall what has been penned by one and verified by all. There are several reasons why men fail to understand the Scriptures. First of all is the almost universal failure to study intelligently. The late Guyon Woods always said, a text out of context becomes a pretext. Those who best learn the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11, take time and effort to learn who spoke, to whom it was spoken, the age of period of Bible history involved, and the results of the passage under consideration. Some fail to comprehend the true teaching of God's Word because they read it with prejudicial minds. Few are as noble as the Bereans, who receive the Word with all readiness of mind, and search the Scriptures daily whether those things were so, Acts 17, verse 11. Instead of loving and cherishing the eternal message of God, Psalms 119:97, some thrust the Word of God away and judge themselves unworthy for salvation, Acts 13:46. Such apparent disregard for truth will ultimately lead to closed eyes and ears and hardened hearts, Acts 28:28. When men read the Bible with preconceived ideas, they strain its precious precepts through the shallow water of their own petty views. Let us never read into the Bible our own traditions and dogmas. Let us allow the Bible to impress us as it did the psalmist in Psalm 119, 104, and 105. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. It is manifestly true that the Bible is its own best witness. It is self-authenticating. The more we read the Bible, the more we realize that we are on trial and not the book. Cowper, a great English poet, paid tribute to the inerrant power and beauty of Holy Writ in these words. He wrote, "A sacred glory gilds the page, majestic as a sun. It gives a light to every age. It gives, but borrows none." Many people rob themselves of the inspirational help of Bible study by focusing their attention on what the Bible does not say rather than on plain truth of what it does say. For instance, I've been asked, where did Cain get his wife? Friends, if we knew her first, middle, and last name, it wouldn't save a single soul. One preacher used this answer, "Cain got his wife at his father-in-law's house." The answer I like best is from an old preacher who said it isn't proper to go through life worrying about another man's wife. Actually, the real question should deal with the straightforward commands of the book applicable to you and me today, because we shall be judged according to the Bible's message, Romans 2:16, John 12:48, and not according to what it does not say. Quite a number of people are ignorant of the will of heaven because some preachers know more about the Bible than they know of what is in the Bible. They study what men say about the book instead of what the Bible says about men. Friends, the Bible can be understood if we really care, unless we are willing to pay the price of diligent, daily, prayerful, and careful study. We can never say with the psalmist, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalms 119, verse 11. We can understand the Bible and understand it alike. A wise person has truly said, "Thrice happy is the man who lifts the Bible as though it fell from heaven into his hands alone, and thus with single eye reads for himself." Whittier wrote of a man's quest for all the comfort, truth, power, and beauty of earthly store. He came back realizing that all that wise men said was already in the book his mother read. Thank God for the joy the Bible brings to our souls. Let us study it, live it, and teach it faithfully to others. It alone is able to make us wise into salvation. Listen to Paul writing to Timothy concerning the Word of God. "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 1:15. The Bible is able to give us an inheritance among the sanctified. James 1:21 and Acts 20:32. The Bible can be understood. We are taught to pray for wisdom. James 1 verse 5. That we might best apply what we have learned through study of the Holy Text. There is no substitute for dedication, daily searching of the Scriptures. May we wisely budget our busy schedule of life so as to give God's will the very first place in our time and affection. With the inspired penman, we exclaim, "The entrance of the Word giveth light." Psalms 119:130. Let us then grow in our love for the Bible, friends. We should live according to its precepts. My prayer is that all of us will turn to those sacred pages to find the way to our heavenly home. If we can help you do so, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.